Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. Almost three-quarters of the Israeli Jews say that they want the right to pray on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. That's the headline. In one moment, David Dolan comes to this broadcast table to give us more details on this story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
68% of all Israelis, that's about two-thirds and almost to three-quarters of the Israelis, say they want the right to be able to pray on the Temple Mount and that the Temple Mount should be under the sovereignty of Israel. What are your thoughts?
Well, again, Jimmy, 3,000 years ago, that became the holiest site on earth for the Jewish people when Solomon built the temple up there after God's command. 1,500 years, the Muslims have claimed it for half that time, but the Jews are back after a long exile. This is the center of their faith, the center of their world, and they're not going to give it up, and they should be able to pray up there.
David Dolan with the details on the story about almost three-quarters of all the Jews wanting the right to be able to pray on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. For over 3,000 years, Jews have been praying on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. It's clear, however, that these Jews, for the last 2,000 years, have not been praying at the Jewish temple in Jerusalem. That temple, the Second Temple, was destroyed by the Roman army in 70 AD. The Bible does call for Jews to pray three times per day, and they are to face where the previous temples stood as they pray. It is not only a right they have, but it is a command from God that they must pray facing towards the Temple Mount if they're not in the city of Jerusalem. And of course, without a temple on the Temple Mount, it's difficult to follow through with the command of God. But from wherever they are around the world, three times a day, a Jew is to face towards Jerusalem, towards the Temple Mount, and pray unto the Lord. However, the need for the temple to be there and focus on at their prayer times is still very much in the hearts of many Jewish people. In fact, a group, the Temple Institute, have been working to prepare to rebuild that temple. They followed all the directions in God's word. And by the way, where those temples stood, the next two temples will stand one day as well. That would be the Tribulation Temple and Messiah's Temple. Since the Temple Mount is the center of controversy, Zechariah chapter 12 and verse 2, it will be difficult for the Jews to rebuild that next temple. The Tribulation Temple, that's the next temple, is ready to be rebuilt as it is called for in Bible prophecy, which would be Daniel chapter 9, verse 27, Matthew 24, 15, and Revelation chapter 11 and verse 12. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...